From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Well, U.S. stocks are trying to hold on to gains after steep declines the last 2 days. The market rallied on news of strong corporate earnings, better-than-expected employment by companies, and the Federal Reserve's word that the economy would likely expand over the next 2 years, though expansion would remain, quote, frustratingly slow. So for now, no further action on the U.S. economy by the Fed. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 179 points, or 1.5%, at 11,834. NASDAQ up more than 1% as well, at 2640, and S&P 500 up 1.6% before the close at 1238. Investors are also looking at what's happening out of Europe. The leaders of France and Germany are holding urgent talks with Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou in the southern French resort of Cannes on the eve of the G20 summit. As NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, at issue is the Greek leader's call for a national referendum on a bailout plan European leaders agreed to last week.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy had hoped the meeting here tomorrow and Friday of the Group of 20 Industrial and Developing Nations would be a chance to reassure the world that Europe has a clear, wide-ranging plan to handle the debt crisis. But now the Greek leader's surprise pledge to put the debt bailout issue before Greek voters has cast serious doubt on the plan agreed to just last week. There's fear a no vote on any referendum could spark a disorderly Greek default, which would likely deeply shake world markets. Paris and Berlin want Papandreou to commit to hold a vote by mid-December and to explain the language of the referendum. As the French Prime Minister put it today, the Greeks must say quickly and without ambiguity whether they choose to keep their place in the Eurozone or not. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Cannes.
President Obama is putting more pressure on lawmakers to approve the transportation portion of the $447 billion jobs bill that stalled in Congress. Standing at the foot of a Potomac River bridge connecting Washington, D.C. to Arlington, Virginia, the president warned that all those opposed to a plan to put people to work on bridges, roads, and runways will have to answer to voters.
There's no good reason to oppose this bill, not one. And members of Congress who do, who vote no, are going to have to explain why to their constituencies. The American people are with me with this.
But Republicans and a few Democrats object to any new spending and a proposal to increase taxes on the wealthiest Americans. The Arab League says Syria is agreeing to end its crackdown on anti-government demonstrators. Under proposal announced today, Damascus agreed to pull armored vehicles from the streets and release all political prisoners. However, Syrian activists are skeptical, saying any meaningful change needs to include the end of Syria's Assad regime. Before the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up 178 points, 1.5% at 11,836. This is NPR. The central Yemeni city of Taiz is the latest site of deadly confrontations in the opposition's months-long uprising. A medical official says at least 9 people were killed today during fighting between opposition fighters and troops. The doctor says security forces randomly shelled several neighborhoods in Taiz where anti-government fighters had seized control of a government building in the city center. Expect more bargains in the short term anyway at the famous discount retailers Filene's Basement and Sims. As NPR's Tovia Smith tells us, the stores have filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and plan to liquidate their operations.
This is the third time the iconic Filene's Basement has sought protection from creditors. The century-old bargain retailer was itself a bargain when Sims bought it out of bankruptcy in 2009 for some $62 million. Sims vowed to turn the chain around, but officials today said they were unable because of increased competition from department stores, private label discounters, and the economic downturn. The company says it considered liquidation the best way to maximize value for shareholders. 25 Sims stores and 21 Filene's Basement locations will hold going-out-of-business sales before Black Friday. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
A federal appeals court is siding with CBS, which argued it was improperly fined by the Federal Communications Commission for Janet Jackson's so-called wardrobe malfunction during the 2004 Super Bowl. The singer's breast was exposed for half a second during the halftime show. The FCC fined CBS more than $500,000. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.